Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Speaker Power on 101 Oasis Radio. Up in here, you can speak about anything from current events, news, politics, religion, racism, and even conspiracy. If there's something you want to speak on, speak on. We are listening. Speak up.
Oh, yeah.
Get a do-over, I was unprepared. Caught me not looking, I should have been aware. My life was so easy, had it to myself. Doing things my way, no one else. Your smile gave me reason, I can't lie. Your smile is the reason, I can't hide. This might be all that I've got, so don't tell. You say that you need me, keep me right there. Cause all I wanna know, all I wanna know is, all I wanna know is the truth. All I wanna know, all I wanna know is, all I wanna know is, can you
find me? Left alone, can you hear me? Take away this lonely heart. Feel me, baby, I need you to come and find me. Kiss me and you release me. Take away this lonely heart. Heal me, I need you, I need you to
supposed
come
to
find
be
me.
Supposed to be fun, no longer in control. Riding shotgun, is this what I've been missing? I'm not sure, you got me so addicted. I need more, cause all I wanna know, all I wanna know is, if you're afraid to hold me down,
just tell me.
You got me all open, can't you see?
What you doing?
Promise me I'll be the one to come and help me.
Left alone, can you hear
me? You
me? Take away the phone.
Just wanna know how far do you wanna go, babe?
Promise me you'll look for me.
Rick, and Thaddeus on the beat.
Reefer like a sponge, I think I'm smoking a squeegee. It's a whole nother species. It's kinda creepy, but it tastes like a kiwi. Grown in a field of peaches. Damn, it smells so delicious. Three pulls, it got me thinking. I ran across a genie. Bottle and wish for models. And never they bikinis. Louboutins and martinis. Rawries and Lamborghinis. But that's just me, they dreaming. But if I know that I could dream it, then I can achieve it. Reaching for my goals to cathedral. And tell them haters who don't believe me. Well, keep on sleeping, just don't call me when you need me, yeah. I know, oh yeah, I know.
Like, so all these things are showing us no. And there's, you know that somebody go, no, they're not gonna help you. No, they're not gonna help you. And then, of course, you see,
you don't gotta tell me. We're all kings and queens, but getting treated just like some peddlers. In these times, your respect is determined on what you'll settle for. And I don't have a problem with saying no or even just standing up, because I'm trained to go without letting pedals up. Let that metal bust, let them builders burn, make them tables turn. They're the ones on the dangerous, they're the modern day gangsters, and their way of living's contagious. Cause the way the government's killing us is making us wanna tell them. I feel sorry for the good ones, but the justice system. So crooked, fuck.
You think this is dope?
This ain't no fucking game.
They think this a fucking joke.
Cause the way the government's killing us is making us wanna kill them. I feel sorry for the good ones, but the justice system so crooked, fuck.
I know, oh yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know that you don't really love me at all. And you don't gotta tell me nothing, nothing, nothing. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know that you don't really love me at all. And you don't gotta tell me nothing, 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 nothing. And you don't gotta tell me nothing, 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 nothing.
We'll be right back.
her, I'm plain ordinary. Not many can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's great.
And I like it.
She's
great. Just the way she is. Walking down the avenue. Always doing something. She's the kind of person everybody knows. She reeks distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stone and my Eva Peron.
And I like it.
Yes, I like it. The way she wears her hair, yeah.
Come to meet her, you'll never agree, or she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's great.
And I like it.
And I like it.
Just the way,
just
she,
the way
is.
She is.
Walking down the avenue.
Thank you for welcome to the Speak Up Hour on 101 Oasis Radio. I am your host, TJ. I have my co-host, Dory D, in the building, and Prince Worthy Moon. How are you doing, Dory D and Prince Worthy Moon?
Well, I'm good,
oh,
May.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Gorgeous.
What's up? I'm calling down here from Atlanta, Georgia. It's humid, sticky, and wet outside. And very hot. How are you doing, Dory D? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling straight out of Las Vegas. It is a nice 105 degrees outside. Nice dry heat. Beautiful outside. So not a cloud in the sky, I tell you that. Not a cloud in the sky.
Okay. But some chemtrails maybe. Huh?
Let's keep it real. They on fleek. Yep. The chemtrails are on fleek out here.
Mm. All right. What about you, Mr. Prince Worthy Moon, most gorgeous? Where are you calling from?
Man, I'm calling about the beautiful city of Seattle, man. It's probably like in the late 70s, but it's cool. You know, it's a real moon temperature around here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we just broadcasting live in fly definition right now. You know? Speak up.
Okay, that's what's up, what's up. All right, Dory, you want to bring us into our topic of the hour?
But of course. So tonight we are going to speak up on fraud. Now, fraud could be many things, but we're going to start off by touching on fraud. We're going to talk about fines. My girl just went through a horrible situation that it can happen to anyone. You know when you think, man, that ain't going to happen to me or it can't happen to me, like I'm a good person, but life happens. What happens if you're pulled over and thinking, hey, after I hand the officer my license and registration, I can go, he slaps handcuffs on you. How do you deal with these situations? This is crazy. And then the next day, you're out of pocket $1,000. Where does this happen? Where does the money go? How do they get you? Especially when you don't know. Prints, fines, how do you feel about them?
Man, that's something that I've been dealing with all my life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they've been taxing me. I mean, I've been getting fines and all kind of tickets and high speed chases and accidents. And they hit you. You go to jail for a dope case, and then they hit you with a $500 crime victim penalty assessment. And I didn't even have no victim, but you're still going to charge me $500 for a crime victim penalty assessment. There ain't nobody to be assessed. So, I mean, these guys, this is just a modern form of what they call white slavery. It's just pimping. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. I mean, these
right.
are the taxes. These are the repercussions that you deal with when you don't walk within their jagged laws. You know what I'm saying? It's ugly.
But is it a race issue when it can happen to anybody?
Oh, yeah, but see, it's only different when it happens to them. You know what I'm saying? When they hear people like, you know, me, myself, and yourself broadcasting the fly definition talking about this, it's just like, that's crazy. You should have been within the guidelines of the law and it wouldn't have happened. But when it's them, then it's different, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
right.
I mean, it's something, you know.
I want to touch on the definition of fraud. So, fraud is wrongful or criminal deception intended to result in financial or personal gain. A person or thing intended to deceive others, typically by unjustifiably claiming or being credited with accomplishments or qualities. So it's basically, well, they have the synonyms for it as imposter, scam, fake, you know, deceit, deception, double dealing. Those are some of the words that are under there. So I think fines and the whole police scam or the whole police department or, you know, police force is a way to gain money. And it does fall into fraud.
I would say it definitely is because, like, you know, they come up with all these grand schemes, you know, all these elections and all these bills that they pass, but, you know what I'm saying, in order to falsely empower people because they think, well, if your vote counts, you need to go out and vote for this law and this referendum and all these other different words that they use to describe the same thing. But what they're not doing, they're not explaining all the fine print at the bottom of the bill. Like, you know, when they ushered in whatever new law, gay marriage law, I'm pretty sure there was something at the bottom of that bill that allowed them to do something else that may, you know, involve them, us as American citizens losing more rights, but we are the people whoever voted for it, and then they just went ahead and slid that in there. You know what I'm saying? So they've been doing this for centuries, man. This
very, very
money
now, if
people.
You don't mind, TJ, if you can kind of touch on a situation that you happened to, because I think this is kind of trickery and deception because you truly didn't know what was going on. You didn't know this
right.
happened. So you gotta
right.
Take on it because I want people to know, like, how these things can happen because this can happen to anyone.
Okay, so I'm leaving work. I got into a little fender bender accident. Me and the other driver both pull over to the side, exchange insurance and license and everything, taking pictures of each other's cars and ID, license. And he wants to call the police. Now, me personally, I don't call the police for nothing. I know that you could just exchange your information and leave, but he felt more secure by calling the police. So I was like, okay, fine, call the police. He calls them, they come, run our information, and then find out that my license was suspended. And so I told him, you know, from the West Coast, from Arizona, I was like, oh, I have some time, I could call and fix it, whatever, whatever. They weren't having it. They arrested me, they towed my car. I had to bail out, which my bail was set at $1,650. I had to pay 12% of that. Have my cousin come pick me up. Missed work on Saturday. Pay for my ticket. Paid for the license to be reinstated, and I still have to go to court and fight because, you know, fight the driving with the suspended license ticket that I have no idea what, how much it is. So far, I have about $856 in fees within the last 3 days that I racked up for something I had no idea.
And they didn't give you, they didn't say how much the driving was suspended was going to be?
No, I have to go to court.
Did you have insurance?
I have insurance and everything. I thought I had life.
You're good.
That's why I want to talk about these issues, because this can happen to anybody. You see, she has her driver's license, her registration, she's insured. She has no problem with giving her information to the police. But then there's a glitch. Like, I don't know, like, what if my license is suspended? I'm thinking I'm an upstanding citizen. I don't know if I get a parking ticket and the ticket blows off before I get to my car. I don't see it, and so I'm going to go my whole life thinking I never got a parking ticket. Lo and behold, I get in a fender bender. And next thing I know, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
And not only am I going to jail, I sit there for a few hours or whatever. My car is towed, so now I got to have somebody bail me out, take me to the tow yard. And as I found out, tow yards aren't regulated. There's not like a scaling fee to how much they can charge you for your car. They can charge you $5,000 a day.
Yeah.
Because it's not regulated. They can charge you anything. That's why they can tow you for any reason.
And on top of that, they have, like, all these tow yards, they be having crooked employees. I didn't have joints go end up in the tow yard, and then I go up in there, somebody didn't snatch my, I had an in-dash screen in it, you know what I'm saying, it could have been one of the workers, or they leave your joint unlocked, and somebody go in there, run through your car, steal your stuff. So, I mean, it's a lot of stuff. I mean, and going deeper on the fraud, it's just like you say, you don't know when your license is suspended. Well, that's the same thing as a tail light that's out. You don't know that the tail light is out. You get blew over for that, and you got a fat ticket coming, a headlight or a tail light or anything. I know people, you know what I'm saying, that they got pulled over for that. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I always tell drivers that are by me, I'd be like, hey, your tail light's out, because that happened to me. And I'll never forget. I think I had got my license the day before I got pulled over, and I had been driving for months and months with no license. And then my tail light was out. Boom, police come.
Yeah.
But this is like the trickery and deception of what's going on, of fraud. Trickery. Let's talk about trickery and fraud. Now, see, like, I'm always one of those people that I'm like, I'm always on the cusp of being a thug. You know, like, I never want to go to jail and I never want to get in trouble. But sometimes I want the outcome of getting things a little cheaper. Like, every now and then, I'll find some food stamps. And I can't find them all the time. I swear to God, I would buy them every time I could. That we are all involved in, but we don't want to get called out. Like, we want to say, you know, my sin's, you know, I always want to be like, my sin's not, you know, greater than your sin. Sin is sin. But then again, I'd be like, well, isn't that
there ain't no
bad?
Such thing. There ain't no such in the world where everybody perceives things differently individually. I mean, there's no such thing as sin. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, what's hot to me is cold to you. You know what I'm saying? It's all a point of perception. You know what I'm saying? So that right there, even the concept of sin is fraud, because somebody has successfully created a platform in which they impressed on society as a whole and then told everybody, oh, this is the rule and this is what you have to go by. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, really, I mean, sin is a fraud. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it on that level, to me it is, you know, speak up.
I wasn't on that level, but I was you and took me there. So I'm
kidding. But he makes some good points. So I mean, it is. You know.
Yeah. I mean, we're paying. We're pretty much being held at ransom each year. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I work construction, and out of each check, you know what I'm saying, they come in to get $300+ out of each check. You know what I'm saying? I'm paying union dues twice. I'm paying union dues every time I get a check, on top of having to pay $26 per month for a union due. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like you know, how much more money am I going to keep paying? I mean, fraud is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's all about how you deal with it in your parameters. You know what I'm saying? It's all about how, you know, you stay comfortable within this ongoing scheme that's been going on, is going to keep going on as long as there is a United Snakes of America clan. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man.
Right.
I just can't, you know, pop it one time about that, you know? Fraud is $1 billion business. You know what I'm saying? There's not really no way you're going to be able to get out of it. You know, I mean, you look at the ambulance chasers. I mean, whole careers, accident lawyers, whole careers.
I like all those topics. Chia, what were you saying?
Well, I was just going to bring in a caller real quick. Bear with me one moment. I'm going to bring in the caller. Hey, caller, you are on the Speak Up Hour. Who am I speaking with?
This is Abasi from Seattle, Washington.
Hey, Abasi.
I want to talk about fraud and the purposely made laws to target black folks. Like, I think it was Texas or Louisiana, somewhere in that state, they target sagging.
Oh, I heard about
that. Kids sag all the time. Now, that is the easy way, just like seatbelts. You know, when they first started pulling people over for seatbelts, I think that was the easy way to profile black people. You see, cops see us not wearing a seatbelt, or think or assume that we're not wearing a seatbelt. They pull us over. All of a sudden, now we're in the system. A lot of black folks don't know their rights when they get pulled over. So, yeah. You know, you have to have a warrant to search the car. And some black folks, you know, are scared, so they'll say, okay, you can search my car. And then all of a sudden...
Yeah, hold on, before you go too far, I just want to tell you,
put them in the system.
Before you go too far, I want to correct you on something. You do not have to, when you're driving, a warrant is not needed to search your car. If you get pulled over and you don't have insurance, you can have license, but if you do not have insurance, they have the right by law to search your cars, I mean, there's the ramifications.
Exactly, but you should be having insurance when you drive. Let's say you have insurance when you drive. It's against the law to not have insurance in this state, so you're already against the law. But you're right, correct about that. But also the targeting of sagging pants, there's a law in California being associated, if you're seen associating with gangsters.
Gangs, yep. I knew that was coming, yep.
I think that is a fraud, too. If you have no record, there's a young brother, I forgot his name, he was a rapper. He had no record. And he did something, he was rapping, and he made a video, and the police and the justice system there decided that he committed a crime for being associated with gangsters. You know, California is Hollywood. That's Hollywood. There's all kind of acting and role-playing and all that shit, and nobody gets arrested for that. But if a black man is rapping and he raps something about gangsters, then he goes to jail. I think all that is a fraud. It's finding ways to put us in the system, just like the three strikes you're out. Strikes you're out.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Good show.
Yeah, thanks, man. You understand?
I got a call.
Man, and for those that's listening, man, go ahead and check out Facebook. You know, go in the search engine and join the group Black on Black Love. You know what I'm saying? You find a bossy in there popping it. You know what I'm saying? Like the 16 letter of the alphabet, man. Most gorgeous. Speak up.
Thank you for calling into the Speak Up Hour. I'm Dory D. You can find me on Facebook at Dory D. Pleasant. TJ, can we shout out your information? Tell us a little bit about yourself. We can get on into the Speak Up.
All right. This is TJ Harris. I am on Facebook as TJ Harris. You could go to Speak Up. Actually, you have to be invited. So you can inbox me or any of the other admins, Dory D or Prince Worthy Moon, to get an invite to the group. And we do this every Monday, the Speak Up Hour, at 10:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Pacific Time. What's up, Prince Worthy Moon?
Well, it's good, man. If you want to, you know, get online with the Prince, man, hit me up on Facebook, Prince Worthy Moon. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Facebook, the Burgundy Buddha. That's Burgundy underscore Buddha. You know, follow me on Twitter, Burgundy underscore Buddha. You know what I'm saying? I'm just advertising Gaming Beauty, man, trying to wake up your, it's the grand opening of the third eye. You know? Most gorgeous. Speak up.
Yeah. All right, all right. We could go a million different ways with fraud right now. I do want to touch on welfare fraud. And before we go into that, we do have another caller that I want to bring in. So bear with me one
bring
moment.
Them.
Welcome to the Speak Up Hour, caller. You are on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Marquetta Clay.
Oh. How you doing, Marquetta?
You're calling now. Huh?
What's up, you guys?
Well, well, speak up on it.
Speak on
welfare fraud.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we on welfare fraud? Lord Jesus, yeah. I got a couple of people I could say about that one right there. Instead.
All I can say about welfare fraud is that I'm jealous. I've never been able to be on welfare to the point to where I got a luxury out of it. I've always had to pay full rent. Like, if I could ever pay $32.75 in rent, I would be in heaven. If I could ever get a house on I would take it.
I would too.
Feel like if I did welfare fraud, they catching me. You know what I'm saying? They know. But I know people who've been on welfare fraud and been on it for years. I'm talking about welfare fraud. They be getting Social Security checks. I'm just talking balling.
Yeah, I know people like that too. But I could tell you one thing that happened to me. Where I guess somebody in my family turned around and did something where they used my name to get benefits from. And the state contacted me saying that I have to pay them back over $4,000. You got me twisted. So I got the information and I found out that the people that work at the DSHS office, one of their workers forged my signature.
Oh, wow.
So I have to go.
Happened with that? Did they put something on some food stamps for you? Were they sorry?
They didn't give me anything. All they did was take it off my record. They had a certain time limit to take it off my record before my lawyer was going to sue DSHS, and they heard me took it off my credit.
It's actually a radio. I don't believe in welfare fraud. I don't think it's possible.
I don't think every fraud is possible. I don't know how welfare fraud.
That's how I found out that the FBI actually had their own little unit out here in Seattle. I didn't even know they even had their own little unit out here. I did not know that until I had to go there. Because my cousin set up here, or one of my family members set up here, and straight up fucked over Boeing's credit union under my name. I've been through some stuff. So I had to go when I was 7 months pregnant to the FBI. I'm talking about all fraud, damn it.
No, I remember that. Back in the day when everybody used to do little bank scams. I know a couple people that would have to go to prison over those check scams. I think those check scams were happening like between 2000 and 2005, real, real heavy. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Now, that was another scam fraud that was going on. I mean, like, these things happen, and now people are really having to suffer the consequences for these actions. Because I know two people really went down. I mean, that's sad.
I want to hear why Prince says that. Welfare fraud is there's no such thing. Because I know that I have lied on applications, you know, about income to try to qualify for daycare assistance, you know what I mean, or whatever. So. How is it no such thing? I'm just wondering.
But, Chris, how do you feel that welfare cannot be a fraud?
Okay. Yeah. Well, if welfare is a fraud, then your Social Security number is a fraud. because as soon as you're born, the government automatically takes that. I mean, you don't get no health care. You don't get no inoculations, no shots, no vaccination or nothing unless you get that Social Security number. Well, as soon as you get that Social Security number, they automatically open up account in your name and put a million tickets in it. You know what I'm saying? And then every year that you're alive, they're collecting interest off of that. So how in the hell are you defrauding a system that's already eating off of you in so many other ways? You got this $1 million that went in Social Security when before you was even able. You can barely suck a titty. You couldn't even walk, but you got money being collected on your behalf. So then you get older, you get a job. Now you have to pay taxes, and then you get a car, you got to pay taxes on that. You buy a house, you got to pay taxes on that. Welfare comes out of the pockets of people that work. So
yep.
If you're alive, even if you're alive, you're paying taxes. You go to the store, you're paying taxes. Only time that I see that is fraud is like Marquita was saying when somebody puts it in your name. But when you're just getting your money off the system, you're just returning to the favor to the motherfucker that started doing it to you in the inception of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been making money off of us for years. That's the whole platform of the United States. That's why it's the quote unquote the land of the free. Because you come here and you find that the biggest and best scheme that works, and you get over on everybody with it. And then that's what the whole idea of capitalism is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Can't nobody succeed unless somebody else is being bought over. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, when you're within the confines of a system that was designed and organized so it can be the bloodsuckers of the people that are putting into the economy or whatever you call it by the 1%, then where the fuck is the fraud at? You know what I'm saying? Like that's like telling that's like two people. That's like the slave that's in the house and the slave that's in the field. He's out there busting his ass, and the motherfucker that's in the house is the one that's defrauding the system because he didn't find a way to get under the system to fly up under the radar and still eat. You know what I'm saying? Without really having to work for it. It's the same concept.
Yeah,
not high, you know what I'm saying?
I can't go to the welfare office today and be like, charge it to my birth certificate. You know, like hook it up with them stamps. Like,
well, see, the $1 million that was taken out, the $1 million that was taken out in your name is bigger than the welfare office. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with the welfare office. It's a bigger entity. The welfare office is state.
Like, what we're talking about is like,
oh, I would like to get some food stamps.
Like, shit, the scam aspect of it—that's where.
But
I'm
see what it is. See what it is. It's called micromanaging. Micromanagement. They have the pawns sitting up here talking about the moves of the other pawns while you got the kings and the queens, the bishops and the rooks going sideways and diagonal on that ass. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, really, everything we're doing by talking about welfare fraud is just, you know, successfully keeping the attention off of what's really going on because overall, other than that, it's fraud all the way around the board. You know what I'm saying? Tax returns, taxes, taking taxes out your paycheck every month. Every week. I get paid every week. $300 off of each every single week. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
Every week, 300 plus every single week. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting, instead of the rack, I'm getting seven every single week. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit, that's fraud. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you gotta, as they say, you got to pay the cost to be the boss. So you go through that whole system until you get your own money right to where you can start a network business that you can just sit back and eat off. You got to take on the same steps in the government. You know what I'm saying? You got to do the same thing the government
right.
is doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel so bad now. Thank you for clearing that up. I don't feel
it
so
is.
Bad.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, we sitting up talking about what somebody else did to us, but we ain't talking about why that other person did that to us, because the government got it in such a situation that, well, shit, this is the only way I can eat is by backstabbing one of my own. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
what I don't understand is with them coming up with all these damn taxes that everybody's paying, and said, why the hell can't they get these schools correct? Preach on
get
it.
What?
I've been making us pay for all these damn taxes for this and taxes for that, taxes for this. Why can't they get these kids' this education correct? Why can't they help?
Well, I mean, they can't.
Really
like,
need
they
to
can't.
Help.
Okay, and I'm so glad that you brought that up because that was the main point. That was the main piece of fraud that I wanted to bring up. These fraud-ass parents that sit up and say that in the regular these five parents that say they're in a position to raise another human life, but all they do is let their kids squander in front of the televisions, squander outside all night. I've been in several relationships where I've had heated conversations with the mother, like, why do you have your kid up at 12, 1 o'clock at night watching TV and not sleep or not in there reading a book? Well, it's the weekend. You're a fraud. You're not an actual parent if you just got your kid sitting up in front of the TV being taught by what's on television and what's on YouTube. Why do they got an S6? Why do they got an iPhone where they can sit and access all this negative output on YouTube? That's fraud. That's why they don't care about the educational system, because people as parents don't care about the education of their kids. Because if you cared about the education of your kids, the mother is the first teacher. Why are you waiting for somebody to put your child in a class full of 48 other kids and say, well, why am I kid passing? Why ain't they learning? Because they ain't learning and passing at home. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's fraud. That's what I wanted to talk about on fraud.
The first fraud starts at home. Yeah.
Education starts at home. When was the last time that you didn't buy them a PlayStation or something? You bought them a book. When was the last trip that you went instead of Wild Waves or the amusement park? You went to the library and bought them something and taught them him or her about their history and who they really was.
I can answer that. I just took my kids to the library the other day.
What did they get? You took them to the library, but what did they do at the library?
They checked out four books. They checked out four books each.
Of what?
So my kids already know.
I like what you're saying.
Who did they check out?
That's
not enough. Who did they check out? Who did they check out?
Well, my daughter is very into her history, so she's reading a lot up on Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman. She's really into that. So that's what she's into. My son is really into, he wants to become a firefighter. He's really into putting cars together. So those are the things that he checked out. But both of my kids know that they have assignments that they have to do every day. Don't ask me for no tablet. Don't ask me for no video game. And don't ask me to go outside. You have homework.
I see that a lot.
Because it's summertime, don't mean nothing.
Right. A lot of kids are just watching TV, and that's so sad. You know what I mean? You can't just let the TV raise your children or YouTube raise your child. You have to monitor their time on electronics. You have to.
Yep, my kids don't have no TV in their room. Nope, don't play that.
That's like Bill Gates. Boy's tapered in. He said, ain't even no TVs in his house. Why? Why do you need that type of poison? I got 42-inch on the wall mounted and everything. Look nice when you come in. There ain't nothing hooked up to that joint. Nothing. Ain't no cable. That joint ain't even plugged in. It just look good. You know what I'm saying? A female come over there, she just sitting on the couch. We looking at each other, sipping his bottle. You know what I'm saying? What's good? You know what I'm saying? They ain't coming to watch nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's something else, though. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? There ain't no reason, you know what I'm saying, for us, especially to be in a situation. And the reason that I feel that, you know, black people in the totality are in the situation that we're in now is because we're scared of reading. You know, they're the best place they say to hide something from one of us, you know what I'm saying? And that's the only thing that we fear. Ain't nobody reading no books. You get to come in front of somebody talking about, when was the last book you read? You might have to fight them because now you're a sucker, you're a chump, you ain't about nothing, you're not even real because you're reading, you're trying to, you know, awaken somebody else. That's, and it all comes down to the parents, these fraudulent parents that are ripping and running up and down the street, up and down Facebook, in the welfare line and everywhere else, complaining about shit that they're not even trying to change at home. And then the system is so set up. We were talking about welfare fraud. The system is so set up to keep black homes separated. Yeah, you can get Section 8, but you better not have a baby dad in the house or you're losing all that. You better, we'll take care of you.
Seriously.
You can have as many kids as you can, have 5 or 6 kids, and we're going to give you $200 per kid every month. And then you're going to be able to get your nails done, get fat J.O.s, all this shit and all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? But you better not have a boy around or we're taking everything from you. And we're so, and women are so caught up in that, they're looking for a reason. Oh, I don't need you. What do you mean you don't need them? The only thing you're getting is handouts, scraps. You're not even really building a successful life for yourself. You're just getting scraps. You just want to survive off of Social Security and EBT every month. What do you think that is projecting to your daughter? What do you think that's projecting to your son? That's why it's a cycle of the same thing. It's repetitive.
Man, speak up.
It's just lazy. I think it's just straight lazy. Laziness.
Well, it's lazy because they've created a way to make you lazy. We're not lazy by nature. So how is that possible that it's lazy? It's lazy because
right,
they're giving
lazy.
Us a solution to opt out to.
But
that's
you
got to
also think about it. If you're getting stuff for free, you know, as it's like some people say, if you're getting stuff for free, why is it that they should have to go out and get up every morning to go work for it when they're sitting up there getting it for free?
Exactly. That's the real fraudulent motherfucker right
you know,
there. That's copping out. That's legally cop outs. Those are the legal cop outs.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous right now.
I'm not jealous at all.
You know,
I'm not jealous. I've raised
my child by myself for a while, my son, and it was hard to go to work every day, pay for all your bills and everything with no help whatsoever, and then also have to pay for daycare. Like, but yet if I don't work and try to make a living, you'll give me daycare, food, rent, money,
But see, the thing is this, though, why be jealous when that's a token of stress, though? Like, are you kidding me? Like, people's perceptions are misconstrued because that's a token of strength. That's something that you can really build a foundation on, that you can really teach your kid. Now, you're jealous because you got to pay for it. And let's just say, hypothetically, you wasn't jealous because they was paying for it for you. So now you get to teach your kid and keep them in the same broken cycle. But when you're jealous, as you say, you're envious because this other motherfucker is on their asshole and elbows getting everything for free and not a fee, then you get a chance to teach your kid some real moral growth. You get to teach them, you know what I'm saying,
right,
some principles that they can build a mountain on, you know what I'm saying? I'm not jealous at all.
It's a struggle because there's times when you can't make
the struggle
all your
is
money.
Beautiful. The
you know
struggle
what I mean?
Is beautiful and it builds character. The struggle is beautiful and it builds character.
And that's
but
fine.
Let the single woman know that
when she's in a shelter working with her child because she couldn't pay it and now she's kicked out. Not saying that this is me, but I know that this is out there. The struggle is real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at the movie, the Pursuit of Happiness. Come on, like I just know it's real out there. And women or single fathers.
I perfectly understand you.
A lot of BS and stuff in my life. So when I had my daughter, things wasn't all cake and cream and ice cream. I got kicked out from my mom's house, stayed in a shelter with my daughter, worked every day, had to pay for somebody to watch my daughter, was scared shitless about her 24/7, still had to do what I had to do. But you know what? Just like our ancestors did, you suck it up, you hold your head up, and you keep it fucking pushing.
Right, and that's what we do. But still, you know, I think, you know, it's fraud in itself and not cool for me to be able to give me everything that I want if I quit my job. But now that I'm out here trying to grind and make a living for my own self, I'm over income because I'm $20 over the income, so now I don't get nothing. No help whatsoever.
Well, I mean, you should have to work for it because
there
ain't nothing.
What if there was no welfare? You have to raise your own children. This is what makes me upset.
Wow.
Because I'm someone who never qualifies. I never qualify. My thing is, I'm always
never.
Happy. This is one thing. I'm always happy.
Let
because
her talk.
I never truly needed it. I always just wanted it. Let me just keep it 100. But what always makes me mad is that I know people who have been on welfare Section 8 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. It's like, when is it ever going to end for you? When can they just cut your ass off without the world being upset about it?
But see, that's
you
the whole thing.
Is
that
if
they
cut
feel
your
like
ass
they have
off,
to mess it
if
up.
They cut you
they
off,
they have to mess it up.
If they cut you off, what are you going to do then? I see.
Exactly.
I hear people being,
they already started that. They started that. They started a program like that. They started a program like that.
I can't believe that sometimes people get mad because they're like, oh, I don't qualify because I'm $10. Why are you having babies? You can't
exactly.
Have kids.
Exactly.
You have 12 kids. Why are you having babies? One kid. Get your life. I made a mistake, but guess what? These are your consequences. If there was no welfare, what would you do? Would you throw a baby?
Hey, listen. Hey, the minimum is only like $5.
the Magnum was only like $5. Like, if you didn't want to have a kid, you should have spun. You should have came with some Magnums. You could have went to the welfare office and grabbed a handful of them free things. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, for a person sitting up complaining, you shouldn't have been having a kid. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have been having a kid. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? You should have been more. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
When I would always hear things about, like, welfare saying, we're going to have to, like, it never happened, like, we want to make you sterile if you have another kid while on welfare.
They can't do that shit,
like, no,
Byron. Come on, man.
Really?
Listen.
These women.
Yeah, maybe in China. In China.
When they can't afford to do
that.
They vasectomies. Some men after 13, 14, 15 kids maybe need a vasectomy. They can't afford these babies that they keep
shout
making.
Shout out.
That's
quite detailed. That's quite detailed online right now. You know what I'm saying?
I want a lot of men to be castrated.
We're really doing it out here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Prince, are you talking to other people in the background?
Yeah, I was talking because you guys is just overlapping.
Yeah.
You guys is like the old school tape that we used to record
Prince,
over. You guys is overlapping. See? You ask me a question, I said something, and five people started talking. So why would I?
You know? There you go.
Okay, speak up.
But yeah, you know, I mean, I don't do the cat fighting and shit, you know what I'm saying? I let you guys go. Everybody knows that's been, you know, a pet peeve by listeners. They're talking over each other. I don't want to get into
that.
Well,
you know what? I wish that they had a program where people that did work can still get
The thing is this, it doesn't matter about nobody else. That's the society that we live in that has people worried about what other people are doing. You worry about yourself. Don't worry about what nobody else is getting. That's 200% of your 199% problem that you have. That's 200% of it.
And
that's your worrying about somebody else.
You got to worry about somebody else when you're paying taxes. You know what I mean? You just complain about $300 of your
taxes. Taxes are an illusion. Taxes are an illusion. You're sounding white right now.
Okay.
I'm paying my taxes. Taxes are an illusion.
It's not an illusion when it's coming out of my check. That's real money
coming out of my check.
Where is it going?
It's coming out of my check, too. Come on now.
Okay,
it's
going
out of my check, too. See,
okay,
that's why I'm talking. Everybody's talking. There's no need for it.
What
go
I'm asking,
ahead.
Sir, is
y'all
get another one in there, man.
Y'all
got to
cut
let's get another one in there.
Well, I mean, if
like
the taxes coming out of your check, I feel like I should know what it's going for, where it's going to.
You don't have to know what it's going for. It's going to these white people. Like, what's the issue here? Like, we know it's not going to nobody else but the people that they're in control of the laws. Like, to ask anything else. If you want to know where all the money is going coming out of your check, you should ask where all the money's going. There we go. I just continue talking.
Well, go ahead and finish talking, Bruce.
Goodbye.
So, let's go get another one in there, man.
What we want is a resolution to it.
And to quit worrying about it and get your shit together. There we go. Anyway.
Go ahead, Prince.
I don't know who Prince is anymore because you say go Prince and I hear three other people. Shit. You guys can go ahead and have it. You know what I'm saying? We're popping
it
right now. Shit. Come on, man. Yeah. Every time I say something, I hear three other princes. I thought there were sessions on the line. You know what I'm saying? That was only princes. It's not, I guess. But, yeah, the solution to this shit is to quit worrying about what somebody else is doing and do you. Don't ever worry about what somebody else is doing. Learn from it. Even if somebody's doing bad, you can learn from it because you're learning what not to do. I'm not going to ever sit up and complain about what the next man or the next woman is doing because that doesn't even have a 16th or a 200th of a fraction to do with what my growth is. My growth and development is to lead by example, not to sit up and pinpoint what somebody else is doing wrong and tell them that they're at fault, they're at fraud for doing what they're doing for trying to beat the same system that's beating us. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole thing. You know what I'm saying? It's to win. It's to win and to set an example for my people, not to sit up and judge my people because they don't know no better way. Shit, the same people that say they don't know a better way don't know a better way than themselves because they're judging the people that's in the same position as them. Don't none of us have property. Don't none of us own nothing significant. Don't none of us have nothing. But we're sitting up judging each other. Like, how, I mean, how meniscal can you be? How meniscal okay. can you be? Who's online right now that produces title deeds to property? Fraud. There we go. Go ahead.
Well, my family got property.
It up.
That's your family. We're talking about too. I'm talking about the person that's
you
online.
Know. You know what? I'm putting. I'm trying. Damn it.
I'm talking about whoever's online. Who got property right now? You know what I'm saying? Got acres and shit. Who got own businesses that are successful businesses? Everybody got a business license. Don't tell me about you. I got a business right now. Who got a successful Fortune 500 business right now that's grossing hundreds of thousands and millions of years? We don't have nothing. So until we have something significant that we can bring to the table, we can't judge the other pawns when we're just a pawn ourselves. Everybody's calling themselves kings and queens. Who's really the king with property, estates, and castles and shit? I'll wait.
Okay. Well, for me to, I can respond to that. If that's what you glorify and that's what you want, to me, I feel like it's fraud as a whole. You can't charge me and make me pay for land which was here before any of us were here. If they're charging
You're missing
us for
the
natural
point.
Resources, they're charging us for
You're
natural
missing the
resources.
Point.
So that
well, she's giving
I'm
an
sorry,
answer.
I let you talk.
You're
so
missing
I'll
the point.
You know?
Everybody's
okay.
going to jump on
okay.
that bandwagon because that's the easy bandwagon to get on. Go ahead. That's an easy bandwagon to get on. It's
okay,
not the
well,
point. The point is the most
okay,
powerful
so
player on the board. The most powerful player on the board gets to choose. The most powerful player on the board makes the rules. So sitting up complaining about what the most powerful player is doing is moot. M-O-O-T. It's moot. It's not getting you nowhere until you establish yourself as a major factor. Sitting up talking about, well, it's not fair. It's not fair.
Okay,
it's not
okay,
fair. We've been doing this.
I feel okay. you, friend. So let me go back to the old saying of what my grandma used to say. You think for yourself, feel for yourself, you do for yourself. Okay.
Exactly. I'm trying to start an empire so where I can uplift my people as a general, not just me, myself. That's, if you look at our so-called leaders, that's all they do is uplift themselves. I want to uplift my people as in general. Those that are trying to get and have something. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in the business of sitting up talking about what somebody else is doing. I don't care what they're doing because it doesn't come down to what you or him or her is doing. It comes down to what I'm doing to influence the whole everybody in the arena. You know what I'm saying? So.
Excellent.
I mean, people, and that's what we do as a people. If you look at all the shows that's on primetime television, if you look at all the conversations that you have with your peers, only thing you're really doing at the end of the day is sitting up gossiping about what somebody else is or isn't doing. Well, you're not really doing nothing yourself because if we was doing something, we would be pulling our money together, trying to buy property so we can open up businesses and have real big cake, not pies. Big cake, not pies. Cake, wedding cake. We're
I think it has to do also with trust.
So, okay, so Fred, what I kind of hear you saying is that the black community is the flaw because we can't come together. Is that kind of it?
There you go. There you go, because we're sitting up talking about what everybody else is doing. The same person, and see, this is what most people fail to realize. This is what most people fail to realize. The person that's out there successfully defrauding the system, that's the person that you need to be linking up with. Why? Because they got more games than you. They got more games than you. That's the person that
we
need to link up with. The person
that's. Trust each other. It's hard for us to trust each other.
Well, that's a personal issue because the person that we're sitting up slandering talking about, oh, well, they're defrauding the system. Well, they're the ones that's winning because they're not even working for theirs. That's when we need to be working for ours and trying to establish a system to get them behind us so we can get more money because that's guaranteed. That's what these other people do. That's what these other people do. When you got people that's running for Senate, running for president, they went and found the best game storyteller, and everybody put their money behind them. That's what they did with Bush. That's what they did with Reagan. That's what they did with Clinton. They found everybody that can tell the game and have everybody else believe in that game, and they put their money behind them. Why do you think you got these people putting money behind people running for president? Because they don't have that type of presence in the media. So they take all the one percenters, they take their money, and they put it behind the person that's the best spokesman.
okay, well, you can go in there and run that game. We're going to put our money behind you so we can put you in the Oval Office, because then you can go out there and talk to the people and have the people giving you all their money. Now they're online talking, crying about taxes when we're in here with axes, chopping down trees, making the money. They're worrying about money. We're making the money. See, people are not looking at it on that level. You're looking at it, you're micromanaging it. You're not looking at it from a macro. You're looking at it from a micro. And that's the problem. They went to the max. They went to the max and had the person that had the better game.
I'm talking about that magnitude because it's just the three of us talking about it. We ain't at the mountaintop. We just the three of us, and we're trying to speak to the masses. So since I can't talk to the governor or the president about...
Oh, gee, there we go. Everything
right
I was
now,
saying, I should have threw it on the boomerang so it can come right back to me.
I'm talking to you right now.
Let me ask, please, what exactly
are you doing?
That's
to...
Crazy. I got to discontinue. Let's go get another one of them things, man. They're doing too much.
Seriously, what are you doing? Getting closer to this cause. So you're seeing how conscious we are about the care plateau that obviously we're not
this is,
at.
This is a lot of shit going on.
I think there's a lot of finger pointing. I mean, we
you
could all say
bottom?
That we're not just sitting around. We're not just sitting around and doing nothing. Like, Prince, I've seen you post your videos about what you do. I'm in a couple different organizations down here, and I know that Marquette and Dory also have things that they are doing or whatever for their people. So it's nothing personal. You know what I mean? This is just discussion about.
Oh, no. Don't. Hey, listen. Don't for a third of a second think that I'm taking anything personal. I'm professional, baby. I'm not taking anything personal. I'm just advertising game and beauty, like I said on the flyer. Like I said on the flyer, I'm just advertising game and beauty.
If everybody has the thrive and the will and the know that they can succeed, then we will succeed.
Are you then?
We're talking about fraud. On the line, we've got Dory D. You can find me on Dory D on Facebook, DORID Pleasant. We are on Speak Up Hour. We are talking about fraud. Fraud is deceit. Deception, treachery. Fraud is big business. And what can you do with big business?
Big business.
Well, jail, prison. Somebody, I can hear a lot of feedback in the back. I don't know. But we get the big.
Might be probably not.
Prison. We can hear your feedback from the radio.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know, but we talk about big business anyway. So the prison system is a fraud. You know what I mean?
A huge fraud.
It's modern day slavery.
Fraud.
You know what I mean?
I
real
feel like
big.
You don't kiss they ass good enough. Oh, boom, another charge. Here you go. Keep you up in no longer.
Jail, the prison system, the whole shebang is a, it's a big to-do. It's a big money pot. It is a big money pot. So, you know what, I don't really know, but maybe you guys can help me out with it. I was listening that President Obama is, I don't know if he's pardoning 40 citizens or 40 inmates in prison for nonviolent.
I heard that shit. That's
for
sure. TJ.
Yes.
Have you heard about this? About President Obama? I don't know if he's pardoning or he's commuting their sentences. They're not in nonviolent crimes or.
Right,
let's
and that's really not anything to get really excited about. I thought it was because when I read the article at first, there was about 30,000 people that could have been released, right?
Yeah.
So he released 26 or something.
That's
40,
it,
46.
Though?
He released 46 people, yeah. And then I heard today that he did release 84 people since he's been in there. So, yay. But there's
thousands
for those
people, thousands up in there
just for a petty shit, though. You know, stupid shit. You know, okay, selling drugs and shit. I mean, come on, though. For real, though. Obviously, they were selling drugs to try to make a living and shit, though. But y'all motherfuckers are like, put them in there and shit.
We all know Nino Brown. I mean, Nino Brown is a horrible, horrible person. Okay, so Nino Browns of the world are horrible people. So sometimes people need to go to prison.
But if
I don't like it when people be like, you can't be going to jail, but drug dealing, that is a horrible crime. That fucks up the community. Like, I don't know any wonderful drug dealers. I might know a wonderful drug dealer that has a family, but let me tell you, when that nigga ain't at home, he's a horrible motherfucker. He is not a nice guy. So let's not say drug dealer. Sometimes you need to go ahead and do 15 years. Because I talked this one thing, but your ass did about 45,000 things to have to do this. So I don't like it. You can't just be like, you know, making shit up about that. You know, like, come on. Sometimes people deserve jail.
Well, yeah, sometimes people do, but sometimes people don't either.
I mean, when I be watching Scared Straight, I be feeling bad for people. I be like, oh, I wish they could be with their families. Then I be like, you're a thief. I can't imagine somebody breaking into my home, and he's a father of five, and now I got to look at them in court, and I'm putting their daddy in jail. I'm like, yeah, fuck your daddy. He stole my plasma television. That's the truth. That is the truth.
Even with that, like, we went from police and then you said breaking in your house. I posted today, and I did read some numbers that really crime like that you know, when you hurt somebody or you steal from someone, that's really not much of a factor. There's not a lot of murderers and, you know, violent criminals in jail. There's a lot of drug offenders and pedophiles. You know what I mean? And the pedophiles get released and get you know, they go back again. They reoffend all the time. So does the drug dealers, but it's at a high rate. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Very, 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 very true. But is that like a fraud that we kind of like forgive? Is there like levels to fraud? Is there levels to
fraud?
Well,
like Obama said, though, everybody deserves a second chance.
Everybody deserves a second chance, but there's levels to this shit, right?
Fraud wants to make it seem like it's wrong. Why don't you give them a business license and let them sell?
Yeah, and it is. I mean, like, how are you going to tell me?
What?
You want drugs to be legal? Yes. You want drugs to be legal. Okay, who else is on the line?
Well, it depends on what kind.
We're going to get into that. But y'all agree that drugs should be legal in real life? In the life that we're living today, y'all believe drugs, I'm talking about all drugs, should be legal. Like, you can go
out and
I want,
you
know,
think,
some
you
crack,
think that's
a little heroin,
drugs, really?
A little meth, and let me get a couple legal. People.
I think that drugs should just be legal in every state. That's it. Everything else, I don't really, you know, it is what it is.
Is that just okay? So you kind of discriminate with what kind of drugs there should be.
I think all drugs should be legal. I mean, the crime, I mean, sending someone to jail is not stopping them from selling it and not stopping the smoker from smoking it. And that's why they do it over and over and over again.
No, but just trying to keep them from being more
sticky. Oh, okay, but okay, that's their business. Like, if they want to do drugs, let them do drugs. I'm not saying that I'm not supporting a drug addict, you know, but I'm saying is we're criminalizing these people. We're opening up more and more prisons, but there's hardly any treatment centers. Everybody hear about Betty Ford and all this, like, come on, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
why don't we help them instead
away.
Of criminalizing?
Yeah, they're barely fucking getting chump change to buy the damn drugs. How the hell are they supposed to go through a treatment program that costs hundreds of dollars, though?
Because,
you know,
it's just a, you know, revolving door. They got to keep you coming back. But we know that. But that's part of the fraud. That's part of the deception. They want you just clean enough for you to go out there and work and for you to come back in.
But if prison
is a
big business, why not just allow them
to work every fucking day, work for Microsoft every damn day, and he would motherfucking come home and want his motherfucking crack and hook up with his friend to get his crack like it was nothing. You would never know this motherfucking smoke.
So you're saying he was a functioning crackhead?
Yep, he was a functioning crackhead. There you go.
There's many of those. There's many of those.
Yep.
There's many of functioning, yeah. Yeah. TJ, you said it right. So you knew a functioning crackhead?
I am
not
I
a crackhead. But I know.
No, there's
you
plenty,
know.
There's plenty.
I know.
When you're on
you
whatever,
no
whatever
functioning
drug you do.
Crackhead. Because that's
well,
a fraud.
Well, whatever.
Because if somebody finds out you smoking crack on a job, you're fired. So a functioning
okay,
crackhead.
Okay, but how many drunks do you see on the job? Weed heads you see on the job. Cocaine heads you see on the job. Bezel heads you see on the job.
They're on the job already high. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but now it's like
popping
now
pills and all that.
Everybody got to take urine tests for every damn thing. Can't nobody be on nothing except for a cigarette and some pot. Shit.
Let's keep it real because, like we said, there's levels to this shit. I could be around you and, come on now, like, real dope. You're at a party and people are smoking weed. You'll stay at the party. People start smoking crack and start doing meth. You might be like, you know what?
Hell yeah,
thing.
I'm outro.
Okay, see? So that's the same thing at work. Your homeboy, he could have smoked a joint outside by the trash can. But if you knew that nigga was hitting pipe or hitting the meth, you might be like, really, nigga? I ain't trying to really work with Tony and shit because I keep my purse in the back. And that nigga, I know that nigga's on meth. I don't want to be working Tony's shit. See, there's levels to it. That's a fraud.
Sure.
At work. There's all kinds of people that you would work with, but you wouldn't. That's another reason why I wouldn't want all drugs illegal. Because people are crazy. People can't handle things. I know I can't handle everything. Amen that I do. But people can't handle everything. So when you throw everything at somebody, they're gonna indulge. And when you indulge too much, accidents happen. So
yeah.
I say no. But I get why y'all say yes. Kind of like prostitution. I kind of don't ever want prostitution to be legal. Because you know, I just think so many things come with that. I mean, I already think, you know, our kids are oversexed with television and whatnot. I think that's a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah,
prostitution is an adult thing. That's a night, you know, type of thing or an escort service. It's not like prostitution is legal, so everybody's going to be a hoe. The hoes are just now not going to be criminalized for it. You know what I mean? That's just how it goes. Just like, nobody's going to say, okay, so these drugs are legal, now I can do it. If you want to do drugs, you're not going to determine if it's legal or not for you to hit the pipe. That's not going to stop somebody. We clearly
mm-hmm.
see this happening over the years. They're still going to jail over probation violation, reoffending once they get out. But, you know, and all this over and over and over again. I know so many people that go in and out of jail over and over and over and over and over. They need treatment. We need treatment centers, you know.
Okay, you said they need treatment centers. Let's talk about the radio host. I don't remember his name, but he kept getting popped with that tranny. Not with that tranny, but a few trannies. I don't remember his name, but do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Who?
He was a radio host in New York, and he kept getting caught picking up trannies, like, off the street, like prostitute trannies. They were men, but, you
yeah.
know, they were dressed
yeah.
up as women. And, like, when he'd get caught, he'd be like, no, I'm not gay. I just, you know, like, getting my dick sucked by a nigga with a strong jaw. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no.
That's what I like. That's what I'm into. But he kept saying, you know, I'm not gay. And it was, like, the third time he got caught, he was just like, look, I got a problem.
No,
now,
really?
No. Now, is it now? What kind of fraud was he perpetrating coming up with that? Like, you
the
know
fraud
what?
Of not being honest
gay,
with himself.
This is what I enjoy. Is the fraud
that's
not being
rough.
True because people are going to judge you and because that's not okay with society? We can't let that go.
His name is DJ Mr. C.
Mr. C. Yeah.
DJ Mr. C. He said he's not gay. And then they say 50 Cent supports him.
Oh, our Caitlyn Jenner. Okay,
fraud.
That's our
wow.
Caitlyn Jenner. Who has the makeup.
He's a fraud.
So,
I mean, is that a fraud, or is that, or is he just not free to be him because of our judgment? Not my judgment, but the world's judgment.
I think it's both. I think it's, you know, him not being, he's worried about the world judging him and everybody else because he's ashamed. And I also think it has to do with him fraud because he's frauding his own self because he's not being honest with himself.
Mm. Well, that's hard to be honest with yourself when you are on black radio, because we're not very accepting of that.
No, we're not.
You want our men
no.
to be, you can't be a man and then all of a sudden come out wishy-washy. We look at you suspect. We're like, for real? For real? We were
yeah.
just in
it happens.
Tea and now
it
you
happens.
Real?
Like, there's a
now,
lot of times
happens.
That
That's
you
why
see.
We have so many down low men, because
right.
we're very not accepting. I mean, I'm not accepting.
I'm not accepting.
So many people
either.
Are
I'm
gay
sorry,
now. I mean, it doesn't
real,
even make
shit.
A difference.
So many people are gay. I have, I'll post it. There's an article that I read that so many people had no idea who were gay were spotted with men.
Well, I'm cool with you being gay, but I want to know. That's all I'm saying.
But they date
you
women.
Being
gay,
they still
gay.
Date women.
Well,
I want to know. I date a man, and then he's like, hey, this is what's going on with me. I want to date a man.
It's a fraud.
It's either or. You don't take it. Laverne Cox. TJ, Laverne Cox, do you watch Orange is the New Black?
I do on Netflix when I ever sit down and, you know, the, what's
okay,
Laverne?
Okay, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
I
the black
Laverne Cox.
There, that's the twin.
Transgender? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, she had a little boy and... She's out of line. She shouldn't even be in that jail. She needs to be in a man jail. I'm sorry. She shouldn't even be in that prison. So,
Thomasly now a woman, even though, you know, like she's not fully a woman, but, you know, she is fully down there cut and trimmed and ready
get
to get it.
Get her out of my cell. I don't trust her. She's manly. She's stronger than me. This is not the same as a woman. And get her over to the male jail. Don't bring her in here. I need to be
okay.
with women. It's rough in here.
You.
And I don't want
you
no man.
I don't agree.
Trying to
but I have a question.
Rolling, TJ. I'm sorry. She's a man. She's a man. She's still a man at the end of the day. So what if she don't have no, if she has a coochie instead of a dick? So what?
Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're still a fucking man.
The question is, she said that she wants to be accepted as a full woman, and she wants to be like one of those women who like doesn't want to have to tell a man that she was a man. She wants to be accepted as a woman and not as, like, she wants it to be okay for straight men to want to be with her.
Oh, hell no.
Well, I don't know how to say it to where it makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
That's fickery. That's that fickery shit.
That's what I'm talking about, fraud. Like, when is fraud okay? Because now she is pretty much a woman. And, like, we're going to have this now in our children's school. We're going to have these transgender children. Now, I get
it. Oh, God.
These are the things that are happening when they're, you know, they don't. I don't really know. Never mind. Because I'm starting to watch all these commercials for all these new shows with all these transgender children. And I don't really know what to say or how to act or, like, what happens if when it's in my daughter's class. I don't know how to be like, well, call her Caitlin. Like, I don't know, whatever she says her name is or whatever he now says his name is, you know, like, roll with
it. I don't even want to think about that shit. I know it's going to go on and shit, but damn, that shit scares the hell out of me, though. I don't even want to think about that because, you know, the kids don't even fucking know.
I would actually, if I had
you know, well, one minute my friend was Caitlin, and then the next minute she's Bobby. I mean, what the hell? All
true,
for my child. And I'm almost ready to do that with my daughter because this is retarded.
Too much
going on.
This is
fucking
ridiculous.
This is
making me sick. Like, should she be able to call herself a full woman? Is it okay for a straight man to want this woman? Parentheses. Who's calling her a woman? Yeah, what is she, a fucking guy? Now,
the world
is calling her a woman. Her driver's license says she's a woman. Come on, like, we got to get over that. The world is calling her a woman. The government says she is a woman. They changed her driver's license.
What did Tupac say? What did Tupac say? He woke up saying, F the world. That is me. F the world right now. I don't care what the world is saying.
Thank you. Thank you. Fuck the world. Fuck that. Fuck it. No. Hell no.
That's crazy. Oh, Dory, I can't do it. I can't do it. We're over the time.
I can't even comprehend that. Woman, like, saved and sanctified? Like, why are we saying we don't approve? Are we saying this because, what are we both Baptist? Are we both Catholic? Are we both Jewish? Is
no,
this something
no
that
religious
we,
reason.
It's
my own
no,
world.
It's just
my
nasty and it's wrong.
But how did you
it's
come up
nasty
with this
and it's wrong?
What makes it wrong? Who taught you that this is wrong? Because now this is the new normal. So why is this wrong?
That's not my normal.
What is your
I didn't grow up
normal?
Like that. I didn't grow up like
why
that. I grew up where, you know, a boy and a girl and a boy. I didn't grow up with all like that. I didn't grow up with people, you know, yeah, I understand, you know, people like girls and guys like guys. Okay, I'm working on that, you guys. Pray for me, I'm working, okay? But, I mean, this changing your body from who God made you to who you were born with, how you grew up, you went to school, all
yeah.
that, and then all of a sudden you just want to just be a girl and everybody's just supposed to jump on board and accept you. I can't even, my brain can't function to even comprehend
I mean,
that
and
right now, Dory.
And that's exactly, and it's okay that your brain doesn't function and work that way either because, I mean, they're dissing people because they were a weed. Talking about you're not your self-hate. You're just, come on, this is the ultimate change your sex. That's the ultimate self-hate. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to work on it.
Don't.
It's a slow-going process. Okay, I'm trying. But when you mentioned school and my kids and shit, my whole mind and train of thought went blank.
Exactly.
Because I can't even fathom.
Mm-mm. We are over the time. We do have to end the show. We went over. Prince is, I don't know what happened to Prince, but Prince Worthy Moon. Find him on Facebook, Prince Worthy Moon, or in the Speak Up Prince Worthy Moon. He is Game Gorgeous from Seattle, Washington. And I am TJ Harris, calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. And who else we got on the line here?
This is Marquetta Clay. I'm the caller. Marquetta, Facebook.com. Hey.
All right. Quetta. Dory.
Oh, no. And you know, you got your most lovely Dory. D-O-R-I-D. Pleasant. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Skype, Miss Pleasant 702. Thank you, callers, for calling in. I really appreciate you. See you next Monday.
Thank you to all the callers and streamers. Next Monday, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific. Have a good week.
Ladies and gentlemen, and gentlemen.
Yeah. You are now tuned in to the Speak Up Hour on 101 Oasis Radio. Up in here, you can speak about anything from current events, news, politics, religion, racism, and even conspiracy. If there's something you want to speak on, speak on. We are listening. Speak up.
Oh, yeah.